Mon. That was for you, Mon.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, a little Bob Marley with Trenchtown Rock on 89.5 KQL.
So what, I'm kind of curious, Isaac.
Yes.
If you had the playlist today, what would you be playing? What would be, what's missing here? What would you be
You know,
playing?
When I'm on air Wednesday nights with Scott Westerman, Doug Westerman's son, Alex Thorson, a freshman, and Nick Strand, the music director here on KQL. And we play a little bit of new music, some of the local artists, especially with Nick here. He keeps me in check to play a lot of the local artists that we have in the racks here. And, you know, I try to keep it to just standard rock, but I'm, you know, all over the place for the most part.
And by the way, listeners, that was an LP that you just heard, and Isaac did a masterful job in a format that I'm sure he's not all that familiar with.
No, old school.
Do you like vinyl?
A little bit. You know, I had to refresh my memory a little bit when I got the email saying that we're going to be playing some LPs, so this was a nice change of pace, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, actually, I do think vinyl is more the contemporary label that people put on that. You know, we would call them LPs.
Yeah.
Because back in those days, there were EPs and LPs and 45s and different kind of formats of wax. And now I think we just sort of call it all vinyl. How about you, Olivia? What do you like to listen to?
Well,
obviously some reggae.
Yeah, a little bit. My favorite band is Led Zeppelin. So basically anything Led Zeppelin oriented, I at least play one Led Zeppelin song an hour, if not two.
On your shift.
Yeah.
So any particular favorite?
My favorite Led Zeppelin song is The Ocean. I just love it.
FM radio almost, at least FM radio, rock FM radio, as opposed to say classical or jazz or something, was almost in a way invented by Stairway to Heaven. That was a record that, because of its length, couldn't really be played on AM radio. It just didn't fit the format.
Interesting.
And so when FM first kind of came on and there was album rock, in those days, that became kind of the symbol and the signature song of album rock. So when I grew up in a suburb of Minneapolis, and it was KQRS 92, you know, is what we listened to back then. Still there, right? Still
awesome.
Still probably doing album rock. I don't listen to it anymore. But and that was, you know, boy, they would play Stairway to Heaven once an hour, I think.
Wow.
So you had to set your clock by it. And, yeah, wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those songs do get pretty long, so I try not to, like, you know, play, you know, two or three Led Zeppelin songs, but I would if I could.
Yeah, and folks, you'd be listening to nothing but Springsteen if I had my way. So we try to mix it up. And coming up next, I think we're going to, are we going to do two or three?
Well, if you want to do Sinatra, we can, and then we can do a double shot of Simon Garfunkel if you want to do that.
So the next song's a request, and this is going out to Gary. It was a request by Gary, knowing that the theme was kind of about freedom and liberation and hope and longing. This is a song about why small towns in America are kind of a beacon of hope. And it's by Frank Sinatra, and it's sometimes known as America to Me, but it's the title of the song is The House I Live In. It goes way back. And then we're going to follow it up by kind of a alternative perspective on little towns, where little towns represent longing. This song is by Simon and Garfunkel. It's called My Little Town. And actually, Simon and Garfunkel had broken up. They had split up and weren't recording together. And then Paul Simon wrote this song and said, Artie's voice needs to sing this. And he called up Artie and said, let's do this together. And I think they weren't putting out albums together at that point. So this appeared actually on an Art Garfunkel solo album. And then given it's April, we'll follow that up with an older classic, April Comes, She Will.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? live in a plot of earth, a street. The grocer and the butcher and the people that I meet. The children in the playground, the faces that I see. All races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom. The church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that's America to
not important. I might not be the same.
Music without deja vu. You're listening to KQAL, Winona's True Variety, 89.5.
And I can't change.
Thank you. meant nothing. I was just my father's son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun. Breathing nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Little Simon and Garfunkel here on 89.5 KQAL. It's Isaac Wenzel, Olivia Stoltman, and President Olson. We have some name suggestions for our show, by the way.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Okay, yes. Now, are you just sending those in yourself, Isaac? Or is somebody out there listening to this?
We do have listeners this afternoon.
Well, hi. That makes a change.
They're all KQL members, however. Scott Westerman.
The past Westerman, three times I've been on, I've been told by Doug Westerman that I've really negatively affected the ratings of this programming.
Aww.
So if people are out there actually listening this time, that I really appreciate that.
Well, get this also,
I
Tom.
I really appreciate that, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Professor Tom Greer is also listening. He's enjoying listening, and he says you have great taste in music.
Oh.
Some of our name suggestions include Study Time with DJ Scotty O. That's from Scott Westerman. And Chris Wanless also suggests Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere or Working on a Dream President Scott Olson.
So Radio Nowhere, that's a Springsteen song.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
I'm sure that was who submitted that? They were knowledgeable.
Chris Wanless.
Well, Chris... Nice. That's good. I like it. And I like the other suggestion, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of suggestions.
Great.
So keep sending us our tweets, our Twitter.
Are we going to close this contest at some point, or does it just sort of run till December 15th or something?
It's up to you.
Well, maybe we should, just to encourage listenership here, maybe we should close it at 6:30.
Close it at 6:30?
During the shift.
Perfect. Yeah. Send us
those who actually sat and listened to this are rewarded for their dedication.
There you go.
We're on Twitter at KQAL895. So send us your tweets, and we will announce the winner at the end of the broadcast. What do we have coming up next?
Well, let's do another three in a row. So,
sure.
Elvis Costello coming up next with Allison. What can I say about that song? Elvis Costello was kind of dangerous in those early days. I remember him appearing on a early season of Saturday Night Live and getting partway through singing, I think it was Watching the Detectives, and then stopping mid-measure and saying, I don't want to play this, and then playing Radio Radio, which was a song about biting the hand that feeds you, about broadcasting. It was a negative song about broadcasting that he had been expressly told by Lorne Michaels not to play.
Oh, rebel.
And he and it's live TV, and in those days, a little dangerous. You guys probably remember when Ashley Simpson got on Saturday Night Live.
And I do. A little I remember watching live.
And I remember watching it, too, and you don't ever see that one re-shown.
But,
no. So these days, it's a different kind of live mistake you get. So we'll listen to Allison, a bit of a dysfunctional relationship portrayed in that song. You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Really interesting attempt by him to fuse some African sounds and African music into his beautiful songwriting. And then another song that needs no introduction, Blackbird by the Beatles. So this is Allison.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Husband now, maybe leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore.
If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty.
KQAL app for Android and iPhone. You can stream us anywhere. I didn't say you should. I said you can. KQAL.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. fly into the line of a dark black night. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Hey folks, Scott Olson here, KQAL 89.5 FM with Isaac and with Olivia. And Isaac and Olivia.
Yes.
One of the things that's great about this is these kind of intergenerational conversations about music. And one thing I love about coming over to KQAL with students is I love the fact that you know so much about music and you know so much about music that I like or that... And I kind of grew up listening to music that your parents liked, your grandparents liked, and you mm-hmm. liked too, some of it.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. So it's really fun to sit here and have those conversations. So what we thought we'd do is have you share with us something that you think we should be hearing.
Yes, and I picked one of the songs that is relatively new. It's from the Black Keys, and this is a song that I could listen to so many times. Like, I don't think I'd ever get sick of it.
No, is it just because the CD itself is color-changingly cool. listeners, what you cannot tell, this is why this should be a television show. The CD itself changes color depending on its temperature.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So is that for that reason alone? Is that why we're hearing this track? Or is there something about the music that you like?
This song, it is strictly the music. The lyrics aren't even... the lyrics are great, but they are definitely not why I like the song. So it is it's something that I would never get sick of, and I bore everybody to death with it because I listen to it so much at my house.
Well, we promise not to be bored.
Okay, and then, good.
Isaac, are we going to talk before yours, or are we going right into yours?
Sure, yeah. We on my show, Late Night with the B-Team, we like to do our segment called the Top 5 at 11:05, where we play our top five tracks, and we have a certain theme to them. And I believe the first week this semester we did this one, we did the top five one-hit wonders.
Nice.
And number one on this list, we got a lot of tweets for this one. It's the Proclaimers with I'm Going to Be 500 Miles.
Hey, Kelly, awesome. My wife, Kelly, if you're listening, Isaac is playing your song. And so, Isaac, you have won the heart of my wife right here. She loves this song. She loves the Proclaimers. That's great. So I guess we're going into the Black Keys and the Proclaimers.
Kicking things off, yes, with the Black Keys. It's on KQL.
Most of all, most of all, cup. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on.
That's the Proclaimers with I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles on 89.5 KQAL. It's the show without a name. However, we have some in the works.
Okay.
I still like Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you feel, but we will make a final decision within the next 20 minutes.
Okay. Great.
So we're waiting on that. And before
I thank
that,
you guys for playing those two songs. I feel like 20 years younger to think that you guys like that music. That's great. And like I said, if Kelly's listening, she could listen to Proclaimers all day long. So
yeah, we've got a few decent tracks in our repertoire here on air. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's really fun. So we in the next set here, we're going to play first a Sting song, Post Police, called Englishman in New York. What you may not know about this song is it's written about somebody. His name was Quentin Crisp, and he was an Englishman who was openly gay in a time before Stonewall in New York. He moved from the UK to New York City to be able to, I think he felt freer to live the way he wanted to live there. And Sting had moved, Paul Sumner, I think is his real name. He had moved to New York himself, and many artists, John Lennon, you know, you can think of others, move there because I think they find a freedom there that they don't find elsewhere. And so this song, Englishman in New York, is really about what it means to kind of maybe be someplace other than your home, other than your homeland, but that being the source of your hope and your freedom is where that comes in. And then after that, a song by Bruce Springsteen, Independence Day, that's about kind of a conversation that he's having. If anybody knows Springsteen's music, his father looms very large in his music, his relationship, his troubled relationship with his dad. And this is a song kind of about him trying to come to terms with what it means to grow up and be a man and in a way separate from your father. So Englishman in New York and then Independence Day, KQAL 89.5 FM.
My dear, I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side.
I'm legal alien. I'm legal alien. I'm legal alien. gotta go to bed now. It's getting late. Nothing we can say is gonna change anything now. I believe in the morning from St. Mary's Gate. We wouldn't change this thing even if we could somehow. Cause the darkness of this house has got the best of us. There's a darkness in this town that's got us too. But they can't touch me now, and you can't touch me now. They ain't gonna do to me what I watch them do to you. So say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day all down the line. Just say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day this time. Now I don't know what it always was with us. We chose the words, in the air we drew the lines. There was just no way this house could hold the two of us. I guess that we were just too much of us.
All right. say a word and the boys will be right there with claws at your back to send the chill through the night. And is it so frightening to have me to show? Snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king on the sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up this jungle as players resume. The monkeys see willing to strike up the
That was Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull. Actually, that is going out as a dedication to Matt, kind of the invisible DJ, Matty Matt. So, Matt, we hope you were in the car. We hope you were listening. That one was for you. And thanks for spending the afternoon with us. That's great. Do we have a winner in the contest?
We do. It's Chris Wanless.
Yes.
For tweeting us. Working on a dream with President Scott Olson.
Great.
And this is a maybe a better title than every listener would know, because that is actually a title of a Springsteen song and a Springsteen album. And as Olivia, as you pointed out, every student here is working on a dream.
Absolutely.
And hopes and dreams is what we're all about fulfilling here. So that's awesome. So thank you.
Great.
What a
job.
Great submission.
Yes.
And you get my parking space for a week of your choice. I think what you need to do is come to the president's office tomorrow and we'll figure out when that is going to be.
Yeah, I sent him a DM on Twitter as well.
I guess I'll walk to work those days or something. But
no, there you go. Hopefully it'll stop raining soon.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and, you know, the prize does not have to be collected now. If in the fall it's desired, then so be it. So it's been great spending 2 hours with you, Olivia, and with you, Isaac. It's just great. And listeners, I wish you could hear the conversations we have when you're hearing the music, because we just have a lot of fun talking about what, you know, our lives and what we're trying to do and what music we like. So any closing thoughts, Olivia?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I just thanks for, you know, inviting me here. And it was so much fun. And I really enjoyed meeting you.
I think you invited me. So thank you. And,
okay.
And by the way, Olivia's shift Monday mornings, 6 to 9.
Absolutely.
Tune in. Yes. She mashes it up between Led Zeppelin and Sinatra. So
yes,
what a program. And how about you, Isaac? Any closing thoughts before we go into this last piece?
You know, I really guess I have to second what Olivia says. Thanks for tuning in.
What's your usual showtime?
Yes, our final show of the semester, Late Night with the B-Team, Wednesday at 10 p.m. Until midnight, we'll have our final top five at 11:05. We'll have to go out with a bang.
So tune in, KQAL listeners, and we're going to end. We're going out with a bang now, because last but not least, all hope and all longing, all freedom and all liberation leads to happiness. And We're all happy we're at Winona State, and we hope you're happy you listened. This is not the version of Happy you may have heard. This is a song you know, but by people you don't. Kristen Chenoweth made her mark as Glinda/Glinda in Wicked, and Gwyneth Paltrow, and the cast of Glee with Happy.